From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, August 3rd, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the meeting held on Tuesday, August 1st, to further discuss the idea of consolidating emergency medical services in the towns of Greenville, Coxsackie, and New Baltimore. The move to consolidate is a cost-saving measure, but it would also increase service and raise the hourly rate paid to EMTs. Greenville Town Supervisor Paul Mako said he is unsure how long the town can afford to have its own emergency medical services because costs increased each year. Mako said, and I quote, "I don't think we're going to be able to sustain this down the road," end quote. Coxsackie Town Supervisor Rick Hans agreed with Mako's comments about sustainability of individual ambulance services in the future. He said consolidated EMS service, and I quote, "is the direction to go," end quote. New Baltimore Town Supervisor Nick DeLasanti said, and I quote, "the numbers work for New Baltimore, and I think we're going to be moving this forward," end quote. Coxsackie, New Baltimore, and Greenville were the only Green County towns to choose the consolidation plan. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ariel Zangler is reporting in the Daily Freeman that a nonprofit organization called Radio Kingston Corp. announced on Wednesday, August the 2nd, it is buying WKNY-AM from Town Square Media. Jimmy Buff, former program director and on-air host at WDST-FM in Woodstock, will serve as executive director of Radio Kingston. The group is paying $500,000 for the station. Buff said the new WKNY will focus on community storytelling, artistic and musical expression, conversation, and connection. He also said the group plans to keep all current WKNY hosts working, including Warren Lawrence, who has been with the station for more than 40 years. Radio Kingston will host a series of community meetings in the fall to gather ideas for programming. Plans also include a website and digital platforms. According to a press release, Radio Kingston will receive support from the community foundations of the Hudson Valley through a grant from the Novo Foundation. Buff said the station will be supported indefinitely by the grant. It will not run commercials or seek monetary support from listeners, and I quote, "at the outset," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation announced this week it will hold a public hearing on the draft master plan for Taconic State Park on Wednesday, August 16th. The master plan is part of a planning initiative to determine the best course of action for the preservation and use of the park over the next 10 to 15 years. The purpose of the meeting is to invite public participation in the planning process. Plans are available at the park office and at Roelof, Jason, and Millerton libraries. Taconic State Park was established in 1924 and consists of more than 6,700 acres situated in Columbia and Dutchess County. The park receives 200,000 to 300,000 visitors each year. The public hearing will be held at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 16th at Copaig Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road, Copaig. You can read the full draft of the master plan and other documents online at parks.ny.gov. WNYT Albany reports that residents of Ravenna and Coymans in southern Albany County are complaining about dirty water coming from faucets in recent weeks. Coymans resident Karen Hook said, and I quote, "I don't understand why they can't fix the water. Every other day my water is brown, so we have to go and buy bottled water," end quote. The village of Ravenna, in a post on Facebook, blames the problem on fire department activity and said the water is okay to drink, but not safe for laundry. Steve Dummers from Ravenna said his water looks fine, but he won't drink it. He said, and I quote, "ever since the Hoosick Falls thing, I've been afraid to drink water. Not because of this, only because I don't know anything about the water that comes from anywhere anymore," end quote. Ravenna planned to flush fire hydrants on August the 2nd. You can read that full story at the WNYT website. Lindsay Nielsen reports for News 10 in Albany that when Governor Andrew Cuomo came to Hudson on August 1st, she tried to ask about help for nearby Hoosick Falls. Off-topic questions were not being allowed at the funding announcement, but yet she persisted. Finally, after the announcement, Nielsen was able to shout a question about funding to prevent flooding in Hoosick Falls, but Cuomo did not know the answer. He said, and I quote, "I have to check. I do not know, but I have to check. Danny will check for a follow-up. I have to go to work, you guys," end quote. Hoosick Falls has been plagued in recent years with poisoned water and recent flooding. Local contractor Patrick Bacatus told the station the community, and I quote, "needs sidewalks, paving, we need everything. I mean, this is a very old village, and unfortunately, we're like on the outskirts of New York State. We're only a couple of miles from Vermont, so I call this like the forgotten zone. Like, who cares about you people up here? I don't know. We can certainly use some money," end quote. The DEC said, and I quote, "DEC staff continues to work closely with the village of Hoosick Falls to address damage and impacts from the recent flooding in the area along Woods Brook. DEC staff are currently assisting in the development of a flood mitigation project to advance recovery in the area," end quote. You can read that full story at the News 10 website. Rick Carlin was in Hudson on August the 1st reporting for the Albany Times-Union about Governor Andrew Cuomo's announcement of a $10 million grant for the city. He noticed that Cuomo, when speaking to the media and locals, took shots at Representative John Faso and his support for the bill in Congress that would cut taxes and health care for many Americans. Cuomo said, and I quote, "I am not going to stop talking about that health care bill," end quote. In a press release July the 28th, Faso said, and I quote, "I am working as part of the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus to initiate reforms which can fix problems with the individual insurance market," end quote. Cuomo says he expects another attempt to pass a large tax cut by cutting the amount of health care available to Americans. He said, and I quote, "I wouldn't be surprised to see Washington resurrect the health care bill. I wouldn't be surprised to see Washington do anything, by the way. The past few months have been so bizarre, I think the only thing you can count on is more bizarreness," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Aaron Kelly reports in USA Today that New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was one of five senators voting against the confirmation of new FBI Director Christopher Wray. The vote was 92-5 to confirm Wray, a former assistant attorney general who served under former FBI Director James Comey, who President Donald Trump fired earlier this year. New York Senator Chuck Schumer voted for Wray. You can read that full story in USA Today. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 7 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. There is a chance of thunderstorms beginning Thursday afternoon and continuing overnight. Isolated storms could contain gusty winds, small hail, and locally heavy rainfall. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low around 67. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 83 degrees. Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 66. And on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms likely before 2 p.m., then isolated showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 5:49 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:12 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the third day of August 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.